and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of big news development. This is Moshumi Das Gupta, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I'll talk about what to read into Gujarat and Himachal Pradesh verdict. The Bharatiya Janata Party proved its unassailability on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home turf of Gujarat, registering a historic win with the best ever tally, but lost in the hill state of Himachal Pradesh. The BJP won in 156 of the 182 seats in Gujarat, with Congress coming a distant second. From a high of 77 seats in 2017, the Congress tally came down to 17 in 2022. But in Himachal Pradesh, the Congress won 40 of the 68 seats, with the BJP trailing behind with 25 seats. The Congress was all but decimated in Gujarat, falling short of even the numbers required to claim the leader of opposition's post in the assembly. But it has a big solace in Himachal Pradesh, its first victory in any state in the last 3 years. It won in Chhattisgarh in 2018. In Gujarat, BJP broke the previous record of Madhav Singh Solanki-led Congress government in 1985 when it had won 149 seats. While the BJP will go for the next round of election in 9 states with a chip on its shoulder, the opposition Congress also has some momentum going for it with its Himachal victory. The Aam Aadmi Party also opened its account in Gujarat Assembly election and secured 5 seats with a vote share of about 13%, but it came a cropper in Himachal Pradesh. Aap's Gujarat performance will pave the way for the party to get the National Party tag, but it will be still some time before Arvind Kejriwal's party can emerge as BJP's national challenger. This despite the Aap defeating BJP in the municipal polls in MCD on December 7th. Aap convener Arvind Kejriwal had led a spirited challenge to the BJP in Gujarat with a series of sops and freebies in its election manifesto. But the party's high-profile candidates, including its CM's face Isudhan Gadvi and the party's Gujarat state president Gopal Italia, lost from their respective seats Khambhalia and Katargram. So what did the BJP do in Gujarat to get its best tally ever? The BJP's sweeping victory in Gujarat was to a big extent also because of the influential Patidar community coming back to the party's fold. Of the 48 seats in Saurashtra, the Patidar heartland, BJP won in 39 seats, up from 19 seats in 2017. The Congress's number in Saurashtra came down to single digit, down from 28 in 2017. Anger of the Patidar community in the aftermath of Kota agitation had led to BJP tally in Gujarat coming down to double digits in the 2017 assembly election when it could secure only 99 seats. Even in the tribal belt, BJP has done well. From Dahod to Panchmahal region, BJP won in all the tribal seats in the region. The BJP's seventh straight victory in Gujarat goes to show the party's gamble to change two CMs, Anandibeen Patel in 2016 and Vijay Rupani in September last year, paid off. Rupani and his entire cabinet was dropped in September last year in what was a strategy to beat growing anti-incumbency against the BJP after being in power for 27 years. Bhupendra Patel replaced Rupani as chief minister days after the entire Gujarat cabinet was asked to resign by BJP's top leadership. BJP's incumbent CM Bhupendra Patel continued his winning streak, winning with a margin of 1,92,263 votes from Ghatlodia. In these elections, the BJP also dropped about 30% of its MLA, denying them party tickets to beat anti-incumbency against them. Not even the collapse of the Morbi suspension bridge, where 135 people lost their life in the middle of the election campaign, seemed to have dented the BJP's winning streak. The party won with a big margin of over 62,000 votes. The party's gambit of dropping the sitting MLA, Brijesh Merja, the Minister of State for Labour and Employment, and fielding its former 5-time MLA, Kantilal Amrutia, who had lost the seat to the Congress in 2017, paid off. Amrutia scored 1,14,538 votes against Congress's Jayantilal Jairajbhai Patel, who got 52,459 votes. Coming to Himachal Pradesh, though former Congress President Rahul Gandhi did not campaign, the party won in 40 out of the 68 seats. It was Gandhi's sister Priyanka who led the charge in Himachal, helping the party to break its losing streak. The Congress's poll promise of giving the old pension scheme and benefits for government employees appeared to have helped the party romp home with 40 seats. There was also massive anti-incumbency against BJP CM Jairam Thakur. Although BJP declared that Thakur will be the CM face, BJP sought vote in Modi's name, but it did not work. The rebellion by as many as 21 sitting and former BJP MLAs who were denied a ticket also dented the party's prospects. Even though the Congress comfortably crossed the halfway mark in Himachal Pradesh, it is not leaving anything to chance. The party has already decided to take party MLAs to Chandigarh to prevent poaching by BJP. Though the Congress did not announce a CM candidate till now, Pratibha Singh, State Congress Chief, former State Chief Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and leader of the opposition in the outgoing Himachal Assembly, Mukesh Agnihotri, are among the frontrunners for the top post. That's all I have for you right now. This is Moshami Das Gupta for The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis and interesting news development from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.